Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you think you're cool? You think you're really cool? Think you're popular? Do you think you are really abreast of all the... if you use the term abreast, you're not cool. I'm telling you right now. You're old school. But do you think you are in vogue? That's also old school. I think that's the 90s. That's a shame. You're probably not cool. You might have been cool in school. Maybe you were popular. You're not popular now. Oh, yeah, well, you text, and you have a new iPhone, and you have an Apple Watch, and you use the emojis, and you, right, you say YOLO, and that's old. It's, guys, I grew up in the 80s. 80s was a long decade, and there were a lot of fads, a lot of leather, a lot of spandex, a lot of shiny stuff, a lot of pink, hot pink, a lot of hairspray. But for the most part, it kind of took about a decade or two to make some of the 80s stuff go away until I brought it back. Okay, I really love 80s. So I still have off-the-shoulder shirts and those feathers that you could stick in your hair and let the remember you could add a piece of feather into your hair. Now you could add extensions, but I would, like, stick the feathers in my hair. Still like Jolly Ranchers, still like bubblegum, bubble yum. A&W root beer's got that frosty with taste. Got that A&W, although that's the most painful way to hold a soda pop. You don't have Tab anymore or Pepsi Free. But, for the most part, it takes time. Things are a little different. And I notice a lot of us older folk not really comfortable with how quickly things gain and lose popularity. Even parachute pants. I think that was probably one of the shortest fads out there. No, Billy Bass fish mouth. No, the Billy Bass fish mouth I still see. But parachute pants, I think those came and went. It's still faster. What we do today in terms of popularity, I mean, it just goes. So the cold shoulder shirts. Right? When I saw the cold shoulder shirts, I loved it. Because I live in the desert. I live in southern Nevada, so it gets hot. Right? And so the cold shoulder, I noticed cool things. When you got double D's, it's really kind of hard. Right? Between the bras and between everything else you have to wear, suspenders. It's really, really hard to, keep things cool. And the cold shoulders are great. I love the cold shoulders. Cold shoulder shirts are out. Do I care? No, I don't care. I'm still going to wear those cold shoulders where it looks like the shoulder's cut out so you can see the shoulder, but you still have your arms covered, and so you can kind of wear it in the winter, still wear it in the summer. It's kind of cool. I like that. It's called cold shoulder. I have tons of those shirts, and they're comfortable. I'm going to wear them. I don't care. So apparently a lot of us, baby boomers, traditionalists older than the boomers, the Gen X's, which is me, millennials, we really went crazy when it came to emojis. So as we text, right, we use those little emojis. And I noticed my mom. My mom is actually technically not a baby boomer. She's a little older than that, but she calls herself a boomer. And you know what? You just do not argue with a boomer. She thinks she's a baby boomer and doesn't want to be called a traditionalist. Fine. She was born in 44. It's okay. She's my mama. Whatever she wants, she gets. And she emojis all the time. I mean, she really studied those emojis. She's using all these emojis. All right, so she thinks she's cool. I think I'm cool because I accept the emoji. I'm on emoji too. The Gen Zs, by the way, the Gen Zs are now in control. It's not the millennials. So quit blaming the millennials. The Gen Zs, those born after 1995 to 2010, they're the ones in control of what's popular. And they're saying that that happy face emoji, oh, it's out. It's old school. That's 2010s. Now, what are they using instead? a skull. If your loved ones sends you a skull, that's not Halloween. That doesn't mean they think you're Skeletor. Right? Skull means I'm dying laughing. That's what they're using. Like I said, if you see a plug, that's a drug dealer. Okay, it's not that, you know, somebody wants you to buy an electric car. It's a plug, means drug dealer. There's all these new sorts of things. I mean, they're going to use the emojis. One thing that I don't like is they use an eye, a lip, and an eye. And so it's like three emojis now that's supposed to mean something. And I guess that means it is what it is. Kind of like deal with it. It is what it is. That's an eye, mouth, eye. And again, you know, see, for me, I'm too old to try to be cool. Okay, I was never cool. I was class clown. So as long as I can keep up on what needs to be funny, I'm good. I don't have to be cool. And honestly, I have clothes from the 80s and 90s. If I ever lose weight and I could fit back into them, I'm going to wear them. I have clothes that are decades old because I want to be able to wear them and say, look, I could fit into my pants from high school. I don't think you can after giving birth to two kids. And I don't know if you see my kids. They're big, big-shouldered, big-head kids. I still don't know how they came out. So I don't think I'll ever get back into those pants unless, you know, I just make it for one leg. But, you know, so for those of you that are a little bit out of touch, you know, but realize that the Gen Zs, things are quicker. And so I don't think anybody's kind of noticed this, but as things start to go in and out of fads, and mind you, coronavirus changed it all because, you know, you don't have the parties and you don't have the mutation that happens in terms of society and things that happen during parties and lingo and all that. But it forced people to go online. And with this pivoting to online and this shunting of people online, we had more societal mutations such that things that were cool, unfortunately, COVID is now going to be like the BC before COVID. And so there is going to be a huge change of popularity. And for those of you in marketing, in retail, who have been waiting to open up and to purchase things that sold in 2019, you need to rethink. And if I were you, I would get a market sample size and speak to, you know, the Gen Z. So they'd probably be about 18, 20 to 24, 25 right now. Get them and ask them what's cool, because I think a lot of people are still 2019, and between the 20 teens and now is like a generation of change. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bond Connor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I promise you guys, I keep it real, and I'm not going to keep anything from you. I'm going to tell you like it is, and I will give you my opinion. Start with my opinion. I think overall the vaccine is safe. I'm going to be getting my second shot at the end of the month. Mom, taking my mom with me to get her second shot. I feel it's safe. But I do want to report on some of the things being investigated, and I want to give you my opinion on that because it's in the news. You guys are bringing it up, and I don't want you to think that there's going to be any lack of transparency. All right. So there's a gentleman in Nebraska who they're investigating, who, after about a week or two after he received his vaccine, he died. Now, he was in an inpatient facility. He was in his 40s. I don't know what his medical condition was. He was in a long-term facility. But apparently he had died. He's in Nebraska. And so they're investigating his death to make sure it's not COVID-related. There was another case of a 78-year-old woman in Pomona, California. It has been ruled out not COVID-related. Apparently what happened is while she was in the observation area, after her vaccine, she collapsed. Now, it was not ruled out vaccine-related because she didn't have an allergic reaction. But they also don't think it's vaccine related. They think she collapsed for another reason. We don't have that reason yet, but that not a vaccine related death. She did though have a history of heart disease, which I'm going to bring up. That might be kind of important soon. Okay. Well, I think it's important all the time. In New Jersey, there was a man in his 70s, if you remember. He had collapsed 25 minutes after receiving his vaccine. He had done his 15 minutes observation. As he was walking out of the Javits Center, he collapsed. Unfortunately, he died later that day. Again, not ruled out, not ruled COVID vaccine because he didn't have an allergic reaction. But we'll talk about that. Orange County, I believe, is still investigating 6-year-old Tim Zook. He was an x-ray technician who worked in South Coast Global Medical Center. He died 2 days after receiving his COVID vaccine. Again, I don't believe they think it's COVID vaccine related. The one death that might be possibly linked to COVID deaths that was reported by the CDC was the OB-GYN physician, Dr. Gregory Michael. He was the 56-year-old that went into ITP, where what happened is platelets dropped. Within a few days, he started to get a little petechiae. It looked like he had blood. He was bleeding internally. Then his platelets dropped, despite transfusions, despite, I think, IVIG and steroids and everything they could do. They couldn't get his platelets up. He ends up getting a bleed to his brain, and he died. They think that might have been COVID vaccine-related, but of the 45 million doses given out, the statistics are showing, you know, phenomenally good safety data on these vaccines. So I want to reiterate that because I know a lot of people are concerned. So I believe we're at almost 50 million doses given out. I need to double check what the latest is. According to the CDC, only 1,100 reports of death were given to the CDC on the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and they don't believe any of them were vaccine related. So that's great news. But the questions still, you know, arise. So why would somebody collapse? And by the way, we want questions. Okay, I know it kind of seems like, you know, government officials and, you know, people in medicine that are pro-vaccine don't want you to ask. That's actually wrong. Any good doctor, any good scientist, any good public official wants to know if there's an issue. Because we know nothing is 100%, you know, perfect. And that's why there is a vaccine adverse event reporting system out there. Because, you know, we always need to learn science is a science. It isn't an absolute. So there can be issues. But one thing that I'm not seeing a lot of discussion on is the collapse. So when you hear somebody collapse, or what also seems to be a little bit of a possible trend is somebody within hours starting to get abdominal pain and then maybe some shortness of breath. We're seeing, and I'm not saying we're seeing a pattern, but we're seeing something that could be, when you look at these 1,100 cases, all right, are we seeing any sort of a pattern? Now, we've got to be really, really careful with these 1,100 cases because every 36 seconds, somebody's died of a heart attack. So if somebody is having their, you know, 36-second heart attack, I mean, it could be your turn, it could be your turn, God forbid, you know, and just coincidentally, you ended up having a COVID vaccine, we got to be really, really careful linking those two. I mean, it really is a challenge. We have car accidents, we have hypothermia, look at what happened with Texas with carbon monoxide poisoning, there's pneumonia, there's blood clots, there's all sorts of things. So that's why it's so challenging to relate a vaccination death to the death to the vaccine, because unfortunately if somebody has heart disease and every 36 seconds somebody gets a heart attack, how do we know it wasn't that? But I do, though, want officials, and I'm hoping they're doing that, to look at some possible patterns. And if we are seeing more collapses, can we look at why? So, I mean, I've been looking at some of these ingredients. It's kind of difficult because the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are not identical. So the Pfizer vaccine has, you know, the mRNA, then it has that lipid coat, and the lipid coat has azanidiol, bishexane, bishexyl decanoate, polyethylene glycol, ditetra-diacetamide, disteroyl, SN glycerol. Now, with that, phosphocholine, cholesterol, listen, for them to get that mRNA in, okay, it's not going to be all plants, okay? We know that there's going to be some chemicals that have to make that happen. You got potassium chloride, monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate, dihydrate, and sucrose, whereas the Moderna has also the lipid capsule, which has a little different sort of makeup, but it also has trimethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, and sucrose. So what does this mean? Well, the PEG, the polyethylene glycol, that if in larger quantities, we do have to be careful with cardiac patients. We have to, right? Which is why some of the colonic preps that we used to use, remember you could drink a drink? I like that. My very first colonoscopy when I was in my 30s, you drank a, you were able to, it was like, actually they were tablets. So you took the tablets and you drank a lot of water. They had to stop those because I believe the polyethylene glycol, it could have put people into renal failure or heart failure. So polyethylene glycol in minute amounts shouldn't hurt. But there was a study where they looked at rats and they found that it decreased the contractility of the blood vessels. So if it decreased the contractility of the blood vessels, that could possibly cause a temporary, this is polyethylene glycol in rats. It could possibly cause a slowdown of blood flow to the heart in these rats. Now, I don't know if we could project that and think that the amount of polyethylene glycol, which is really minuscule, could have that ability. But I think if we hear of anybody else collapsing, it would be interesting to see if there is an issue where they're having vasospasm or lack of contractility of their vessels. I don't know. Just something that might need to be looked at. The potassium chloride. Potassium chloride, we know in high amounts could cause heart rhythms, arrhythmias. So, you know, when I was asked, you know, why did this person collapse? What do you think happened? Well, when somebody collapses, if they don't have the swollen tongue, they don't have the trouble breathing, and they don't have the hives, we aren't going to think anaphylaxis. We aren't going to think of a huge immune reaction. But collapse, to me, means something happened with the heart. Maybe the rhythm went off. Like I said, maybe there was an issue of blood flow. Again, hard to decide because these were older individuals. If they had a history of heart disease, unfortunately, if somebody's going to have a cardiac event, many times it's in that age group. So we can't say, oh, it's the vaccine. And who knows, maybe the stress of the vaccine. You know, you're stressed, you're scared, you have to sit there and watch, you got to wear a mask, you're outside the house when you've been indoors for months. The stress of it might have induced a heart attack or something like that. But whenever I hear of a collapse, I want to see the EKG. I want to, you know, but unfortunately, the heart stops. So potassium chloride in large amounts could mess with the rhythm. And the amounts that's being used within the vaccines, I don't know if there's a link. I think it should be studied. The trimethamine in large doses can also cause electrolyte abnormalities, some respiratory depression. Respiratory depression is where when the heart rate slows down. Electrolyte abnormalities, it could change some of the salts, and that could unfortunately affect the heart rate. Again, small amounts in the vaccine. So when Pfizer and Moderna did their clinical studies, they didn't see heart attacks. They didn't see collapses. But what I would suggest is if we keep hearing cases of that with some of the older populations, maybe we should do some studies looking at the heart, maybe some EKGs, heart monitors, because just in case there's a very, very rare side effect, I think we need to be open to it and we need to study it. But overall, the vaccines look safe. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe winter weather is creating havoc from coast to coast. The South has been brought to a standstill by rare winter weather and a deadly tornado struck in North Carolina overnight. Brunswick County Emergency Center Director Ed Conroe saying,
"Unfortunately, we had 10 injuries that we can report this time, and we had 3 confirmed fatalities."
Record cold air is blanketing the central United States. The National Weather Service saying Lincoln, Nebraska reported a low temperature of minus 31 this morning. President Biden hits the road on Tuesday to push for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan during a town hall in Milwaukee. The town hall will air on CNN at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It will be a socially distanced event with the president taking questions from a small invitation-only audience of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. USA Radio News. As severe winter weather triggers blackouts in several states, critics are re-examining the Biden administration's restrictive policy stances on affordable energy. In Texas, an ice storm and bitter cold have forced rolling blackouts. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry believes,
"You need to have a diversity of energy sources no matter where you are, and there couldn't be a greater example of that in the state of Texas right now. We got massive amount of wind farms out in West Texas that are frozen up. All of that wind energy was lost."
Perry speaking there on Fox News. The former Republican governor speaking there on Fox News. The NAACP is suing former President Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, over their efforts to block certification of November's presidential election. The lawsuit alleges Trump and Giuliani violated the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. So we have started to hear of some Ebola deaths coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is 3 months after the country declared an end to the previous outbreak. Remember, Ebola's been around since the 70s, and there's always these little smoldering outbreaks, nothing hopefully as big as the 2014 to 2016 one that killed 11,000 people, or the one 2 years ago that killed about 2,000 people. But the Democratic Republic of Congo said a woman's husband had contracted the disease and survived in the previous 2020 outbreak. Samples from the hospital in Butembo in the northeastern part of the country are being sent to the capital, Kinshasa, to determine whether her illness is linked to the previous outbreak or constitutes a new one. UNICEF identified the woman as a 42-year-old mother in a statement released Sunday. So her husband had been sick. We recovered, so we don't know if this is Ebola resurfacing in a family or brand new outbreak. In terms of the number of current cases, I don't believe we have them yet. As of yesterday, there were three. Then this morning, I heard there were six. But I think they have officially now called this a new Ebola outbreak. So between 2018 and 2020, 2,200 people died of Ebola. Again, a lot less than what happened in 2014 to 2016, but still too many. And, you know, maybe what might have, you know, slowed down Ebola 2020 was, you know, some of the other unfortunate agents that were in existence, like COVID. Can't say that yet. So the country currently battling coronavirus pandemic, as much as, you know, I think we spoke about this, you know, months ago. We're like, you know, it's interesting. We haven't heard about Ebola. Hopefully, you know, maybe COVID competes and maybe not. So the Ebola virus was formerly known as Ebola hemorrhagic fever. It is rare, severe, often fatal, spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids, triggers severe vomiting and diarrhea. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But right now, you know, we do have, unfortunately, Ebola resurfacing. Now, you know, in terms of if you get Ebola once, can you get it again? Well, they're studying that. They find that the antibodies of Ebola periodically wax and wane in survivors. Now, we aren't seeing Ebola mutate as quickly as COVID, but we also don't have the patient population very easily accessible. You know, many people that are Ebola survivors are in very remote towns and villages and, you know, may not be able to be easily accessed for follow-up and studies and, you know, blood tests. And so we don't have as much information as we need on this. But what we do know is the mRNA technology has been crucial in the fight for Ebola. So it was no wonder that they used that in the fight for COVID. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked this weekend, what was the funeral like with COVID? And I didn't realize. I told you guys last week. Actually, I don't know if I told you guys last week, but I had lost a friend of a family. It was a family friend, the father, kind of a second dad to me. Phenomenal man, Larry, and I miss him terribly. And his funeral was on Friday. And, yeah, it's interesting. Not many people have been able to go to funerals. I've had family friends die. I haven't been able to go to a funeral all year. With this one, the numbers were still under the maximum that we could have in our state. I think in our city and state, we can't have more than 50 people, so we were definitely under that. And so, and we did a graveside funeral so that people were outdoors and they were able to socially distance. And it was interesting. You know, with a funeral, you're wearing a mask, you know, because you have to wear a mask around others. And it's kind of hard to sniffle and wipe your nose and cry. And so I think, you know, most everybody there kept their masks on. But I found out that, you know, when I had to get into the car, I had to, like, really, really blow my nose. That was kind of tough. And then it was raining, which was kind of nice. I think rain is good luck. I mean, as long as it's just a little bit. So it was raining. I didn't even want an umbrella. It was actually, you know, a beautiful ceremony. But it was weird, you know, not having, you know, not being to a large funeral, not, you know, having, you know, we in Judaism, we do something called a Shiva, where we go to the house and you bring food. So for 7 days of somebody who's mourning, they don't need to do their makeup. You know, they don't need to clean. They don't need to cook. The neighbors or the village come and take care of that for them, and they don't leave them alone. It's very lonely. It's very frightening when you lose somebody. And so with Shiva, it kind of helps allow you to heal. or get through the shock because, for a week, for me, I always thought I wouldn't want a bunch of people over. I'd want to be left alone. In fact, when my dad died, I was like, just let me go back to work and let me just deal with it. But psychologically, it really does help. And I noticed that people during this Shiva period, they seem to be doing better. And yeah, maybe they have bad times where they cry and things like that, you know, but it just helps knowing that you're surrounded by people because it's the loneliness, it's the emptiness. You know, we talked about if you ever lose a pet, the reason why I've always recommended to, families, you know, to maybe go to the pound, you know, see if there's an animal you could rescue is because, you know, you have so much love and when that pet is gone, there's that emptiness and you have all this love you want to give. And not that the rescue pet is going to at all replace your previous pet, but it's, I think, vital to not have that emptiness. You could still commemorate their memory. You could still honor them. You could still love them. You're not trying to forget them, but you have love to give, and that love needs to go somewhere. And I think it's a process that many of us get frustrated, especially people who are single. You know, many people unfortunately have, depression, not so much because they're single. They might like the single life, but if you don't have a flow for that love, figuratively, you know, that you could give, I think it does mess with somebody's psyche. So it was interesting because for the Shiva part, we can't go over to their house because unfortunately, you know, you'll definitely be over 50 people. There'd be all this big dissension and then food, you know, because usually with, you know, Jews and Shiva, there's food and they're telling everybody's bringing food. Well, with COVID, you can't do that. You can't have people bringing food. You can't be, remember how Thanksgiving and Christmas was recommended by the CBC? CDC. It was to, you know, have individual meals and all that. That's just too much. So we've been doing Shiva on Zoom, where we do our prayers, we connect on Zoom. It's weird. I'm not gonna lie, it's weird. The funeral was beautiful, and it was still able to be done with masks and all that. But Zoom, not being able to hug, not being able to show love, not being able to, you know, help clean up and, you know, bring food and things like that. It's just odd. And, you know, I've been asked, and we're going to talk about this, you know, has religion changed and unfortunately changed permanently as a result of COVID? I am a little concerned about that because, you know, a lot of church attendance, temple attendance has been disturbed, disrupted. And for those people that never missed a day, yeah, you could still go on and Zoom, and I'm sure they're going to go back once they can go back. But for a lot of people that weren't as religious about it, there's things you could unfortunately skip, and there's things that get missed out on. So usually when I go to a Shiva house, I'm there for a good couple hours. Well, because there's food. I mean, yeah. There's food, the bathroom. I could be there as long as I need to be. But this is 20 minutes, 25 minutes. It changes things. And I don't know how effective some of that is. Personally, I think prayer, it's your relationship with God, and no two people worship the exact same way, because when you pray, you know, it's your own relationship with God and it's different for everybody. But I think from the community aspect of it, if COVID doesn't go away and people are still freaked out about, you know, shall we say, infectious disease, and they don't come to temple and church, not having those other people really does change it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains.
text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, French researchers are looking at a new complication of COVID that appears to be little nodules on the back of the eye and in the macula area, which could affect vision, especially central vision. So doing MRIs, I'm going to probably try to write a piece on this because I want to show you guys what the MRI looks like. There's these little baby nodules in the back of the eye that they believe is inflammation from the COVID virus. Now, I find this very intriguing because we've been dealing with abnormal taste and abnormal sense of smell this whole time with COVID, and we really haven't had a lot of people complain about blurry vision. We have seen some red eyes, some conjunctivitis type issues. We have seen some runny eyes. We haven't really seen vision sort of scotomas, certain issues with visual field defects. We haven't really picked up on that. And so, you know, you're wondering if the other senses are affected. Why not this? So this is kind of some breaking news. Scientists are right now looking at, you know, if the COVID virus might be causing these little nodules. We don't know how long they last. This is just too early to tell. But it's just one of the, it's just another thing on the list of some real weird things this virus does. Which now brings us to the kids in schools. Okay, it's going to start getting ugly. There's going to be a lot of fighting between the teachers' unions, government officials. If you notice, it's not right-left anymore. You have Democratic governors wanting to get teachers' unions back to school. You have President Biden, who originally, I guess, wanted it a lot sooner than anticipated. But there's some logistics. And what the teachers' unions have been very effective at doing is kind of pointing out what the logistics are in terms of staff, in terms of cleaning. See, that here's the problem with politics and politicians. Politicians will say, this is what has to be done. Like, raise minimum wage. And this sounds good, raise minimum wage. Save the planet. All right? Now, stop poverty. Love it. All right? But now, what are the logistics? So who makes that happen? Okay? Well, cure cancer. We need to find cancer. We need to do the moonshot and stop all cancer from... That's fantastic. But, okay, so now scientists need to go, okay, well, this is kind of what has to happen. Doctors have to step in. Same thing with schools. Getting the kids back to schools. All right, now you have teachers and teachers unions going, okay, but this is kind of what has to happen. So some of the roadblocks are, what happens if a teacher gets COVID? What happens if a teacher, you know, can't get vaccinated? Or what happens if a teacher gets sick? Then are all the kids exposed and do all of them have to go home? And I had said this early on. The way to get the kids back to school will be a whole re-evaluation of how we think and how we approach the COVID virus. I don't know if you saw some of these school setups. Some of the school districts have dumped bucks into plexiglassing desks. So I saw this one room where everybody looked like, it kind of reminded me, you know when you're in jail, I mean, I've never been to jail, but you know in the movies when you're in jail and you're talking to your loved one and you're surrounded by glass, even though there's kind of an open, that's what it reminded me. So it looked kind of jailed, where you have all these little kids within their own little confined area. What happens if they sneeze on one? Who wipes it down? I mean, I could just see it all spotted and all sorts of, the logistics of it. And that's kind of what the teachers' unions are bringing up. Look, you know, if you guys want us to go back during a pandemic, we need this, and this. And so, you know, the answer to kids going back to school and billions of dollars not having to be spent on schools is going to be an attitude adjustment of how we are going to fear COVID. We're not there yet. If we have a virus that's causing eye nodules, that's causing MISC, even though it is rarer than rare and the percentage is rare, you're going to have a tough time convincing parents to bring their kids back. You're also going to have a tough time convincing adult teachers who haven't been vaccinated, who saw one of their loved ones dies of COVID, that they could go back and teach. There's a lot of debate. If teachers are essential, then, you know, how come grocery store workers are going back and hospital workers are going back and not teachers? Well, again, Hospital workers get to have PPE. Grocery store workers don't. Have we looked at the numbers? How many grocery store workers have come down with COVID and died? I think those numbers are important. I mean, you know, we need to see what the teachers are really going to be exposed to. And if it looks like they're, you know, if they get vaccinated, they're going to be safe. The kids look safe. Maybe, again, we get them back in sooner. Now, why is there such a urgency? Why do we have to get kids back? Why, you know, why can't we just let them still do virtual? Because they're getting fat. Because they're not sleeping. They're getting depressed. Some are committing suicide. So we have experts speaking out. Now, remember, the American Academy of Pediatrics said kids need to get back to the classroom. But we're having experts and pediatricians weighing in, seeing some of these kids have gained an extra 10 to 20 pounds in the last 3 to 6 months. Why? They don't have PE. They're not running to the bus. They're not racing home from school. They're not running from the bully. They're not involved in sports. They're not in dance. They're not in their, you know, they're not, you know, hiking. They're not doing all the things that kids do. Birthday parties. This weekend I drove back home and we have a little park and there was a birthday party. And I saw kids running around. I have not seen kids run around all year. And the birthday party looked like it was under 50. They had it out in the park. But I mean, yeah, kids need to run. And what happens is during class you have recess. You have lunch period. So if the kid's virtual at home, mom's working, they're going to be like, all right, go play upstairs or go play in your room or go play in the living room. That's not running around. That's not getting your heart rate up. You know, my son is in weightlifting. His virtual class, they do yoga, which is great, and he's been learning yoga. But I already see his muscle mass dropping. He's not lifting weights. Luckily, the gym is open. He's getting back to the gym. But, you know, I think we really need to, and if we're not going to do it this semester, we have to buy this summer. Right? Start to come up with a new narrative of, all right, people, if we're going to live with this, right? Are our kids going to get to grow up and be like normal kids? Or are they going to be chained to a computer? You know how many kids I've seen now over the phone doing telemedicine who are on melatonin? Why are kids taking sleep aids? The last thing we want is a child getting into the habit of popping sedatives. Now, I know it's not a real sedative, but melatonin, I mean, why is their melatonin off? Well, the melatonin's off because they're staring at a screen all day. Because they're not playing outside. It's not natural for them to be on a screen. We're even seeing cases of myopia rise. So obesity, trust me, I don't know what COVID does, but this whole eye nodule thing, that does give me the heebie-jeebies. And I don't know what long-term COVID could do. So yes, I've wanted kids to avoid COVID if they could. But at some point, you know, we might just have to say, look, this is the life we have. These are the pathogens around us. And we're just going to have to deal with any of the morbidity that comes with this. Because looks like it wasn't a 2 or 3 week or 6 week, you know, hiatus of school. We're going into their second year. And I think childhood obesity causes a lot more unfortunate, you know, short-term and long-term health effects. And kids need to be playing outside. They need to be around others. They need to learn how to deal with people. And they need to sleep on their own with their own circadian rhythm. 1-877-DOCTOR, number one.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.